Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
We're back. I'm very pleased to say, joined by Frank Calzone, a much admired freedom fighter for Cuba. Indeed, he is the executive director of the Center for a Free Cuba. Was for many years the Washington representative for Freedom House. Born in Cuba himself, he knows a lot about what is happening on the island and what American policy towards the island is doing, well, and has done for some time, but particularly under President Obama, is doing at the moment to the prospects for freedom. Welcome back, Frank. It's good to have you with us, as always.
I'm glad to be with you.
You called to my attention a very interesting account of a Cuban spy by the name of Ana Montes, who was featured in an hour-long special on CNN last night, produced, I believe, by former House Intelligence Committee Chairman Mike Rogers. I found it fascinating. Remind us who Ana Montes was, Frank Calzone, and what kind of damage she did as a Cuban spy.
Well, she's her full name is Ana Belén Montes. She is currently in a federal penitentiary. She was a very high-ranking analyst at the Defense Intelligence Agency, and she played a very, very damaging role against the United States. One, for many years, she spied for Fidel Castro and sent lots of information, not only on Cuba, but people say that she claimed that she had so many interests that she attended briefings at the Pentagon that had nothing to do with Cuba, the Middle East, and elsewhere. She passed that information to Havana. And at the same time, she's the person that wrote many of the internal reports that circulated to American generals in the Pentagon, claiming that Cuba was not really a threat to American interests.
Yeah. You know, Frank, that was striking to me. I don't think that point was made in this account. It was basically about the damage she did in terms of compromising U.S. Assets in Cuba and sources and methods and intelligence and maybe, battle plans. But this idea that she actually was also encouraging our armed forces and our intelligence agencies more generally to downplay the threat that the Cuban regime represented is another way in which she served their interests and harmed ours.
Well, she prepared the internal reports of the Pentagon. She also played a role in Washington because she attended meetings that at one time were held at Georgetown University, in which specialists from the government, from the various research organizations would meet from time to time. So she was an agent of influence, not only within the government, but within the community that dealt with foreign policy at large.
More broadly,
To such degree that at one point, Fidel Castro publicly said that finally the United States had learned the truth that Cuba was not a threat.
Yeah, I remember some years ago talking, I think on this program, as a matter of fact, to a representative of Southern Command and asked him about Cuban biological and chemical weapons programs and the like, and was told very authoritatively that there was no such thing. And I must say at the time I thought that extraordinary, and perhaps this is part of the explanation, is the bum dope she was passing, Ana Montes.
Just let me say that one important source on the issue years ago of chemical weapons were Russians that had defected. And that were involved in their programs in Russia and have visited the programs in Cuba. So on that issue, I think the Russians were a better source than the American military.
Indeed. And, what was striking about this account of her operations was her ideological commitment to Cuba, her enmity for the United States. She wasn't doing it for money. She was doing it for love of the hard left cause, I guess.
Yeah, but nevertheless, there were reports after she went to prison that she had tried to cut her links with Cuban intelligence at some point, because she told them that she was getting old and she wanted to have a normal life, but the Cubans would not let her. The point is that once you're a spy for Cuba, you're a spy for Cuba for life.
Whether you want to or not, indeed. Let me ask you about another piece of the Cuban agenda at the moment. A lot of concern, I think, about what it's likely to do with the benefit of now American assistance, really. I mean, it seems as though we've sort of stepped in to supplant its latest, now dismally failed patron, Venezuela. But one of its previous patrons, Russia, seems to be trying to, establish its presence and influence in Cuba anew. Talk, if you would, Frank Calzone, about the latest deal that's been struck, apparently, between the two governments, Havana and Moscow, concerning so-called peaceful nuclear energy.
Well, the Russians are coming back not only to Cuba, but into the region at large. Mr. Putin wants to reassert Russian influence and his Russians' strategic interests as close to the United States as possible. Now, although Washington says that the Cold War has ended, nevertheless, in Cuba, we now have again Russian intelligence ships that come and stay in Havana and monitor American military communications. And the latest thing was a return to the arrangement of nuclear atomic arrangements between Moscow and Cuba. Many years ago, during the Cold War, they were building a nuclear plant near Cienfuegos. And the other issue was whether then Soviet submarines and Soviet ships and Soviet airplanes who carry atomic weapons on the way to Cuba and get them closer to the United States. And this has, of course, on the background, the earlier chapter in which Fidel Castro arranged with the Russians to have Soviet missiles, mm-hmm. atomic missiles.
Yeah, they lead up to the Cuban
Cuba,
Missile Crisis, of course.
And there is the biography of Nikita Khrushchev in which he says that at the time, Fidel Castro has said that he wanted the United States to be the target of nuclear weapons. There is a famous speech by Che Guevara in which he says that Cuba should be willing to disappear in order to do great harm to the United States.
Frank Calzone, do you think that there's any chance that Barack Obama might turn Ana Montes over to Fidel and Raul Castro before her term is up?
Well, I would not be surprised. There is a campaign that is moving on to get her release, similar to the efforts made by Havana to obtain the release of Cuban spies that were serving in American prisons that were released by President Obama. One of them is responsible, was sentenced to life in prison for his role in the planning of the murder of American citizens by Cuban MiGs in the Florida Straits. And so American lives, some people say, do matter, but apparently Americans killed by Cuban MiGs are of a different kind, and the administration is willing to free those killers.
Right. And we don't know how many people may have been killed, Americans and certainly others, at Ana Montes's machinations.
We know at least one, because she kept a message in her computer in which Havana was thanking her for information she sent to Cuba about an American intelligence asset that was on his way to Havana. And Havana said that they had taken care of him.
Frank Calzone, that would make all the more outrageous the idea of releasing this woman. It must not be allowed to happen. We'll keep an eye on it, as I know will you. We will hope to talk to the rest of you again tomorrow. Same time, same station. Until then, this is Frank Gaffney. Thanks for listening.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.